Well, you know, I want to take a few minutes. We're just going to spend a few minutes here today, just share from our heart. I believe this is a direction just for a lesson or two on the subject, and we've talked about this before, but on the subject of healing. And something that I just wanted to kind of connect with, that we've just celebrated the birth of Christ, and that incarnation was God in Christ doing what? Coming and doing what? Becoming a human. It was God connecting or imparting himself or coming into this earth in the likeness of Jesus. And so sin entered into this world because of Adam's fall. And so it was going to take this perfect man, as the scripture says. Let's take a look at this here in Philippians. And a New Living Translation, Philippians 6 and 7. So he stands as the mediator between God and man. So he was equal, this is the point, and the scripture bears this out. He was equal with God on one hand and united with man on the other. So he was the mediator between God and man. He was God, man. There was a merger of divinity, deity, and humanity. And Christ did what? He came and he assumed all of the obligations that and the things that were held against us, the sin. He took that upon himself and satisfied that, and became the mediator now between God and man. So now we can approach God. That's how we got saved. Because prior to that, you couldn't. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, now we're saved because of Jesus. But Philippians 2, this is what is shared here. Though he was God. See, he did not think of equality as with God as something to cling to. So he was what? As it says, he was equal with God on one hand, and then what? United with man on the other. In verse 7, it says, instead, he did what? He gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of what? A slave, and was born as a human being. So God came into this earth to redeem mankind, and God came in the form of Jesus. You ever think about this? That now in heaven there is a God-man. When he became a human being, when he was translated into heaven, when he was ascended into heaven, and that was a God man. So he is eternally a God man, but he came here to do what? To defeat sin, pay for the sins of mankind, all mankind, and to do what? Defeat the devil, break his power over mankind. So we can now approach a holy God. But the thing that I was looking at is that he not only paid for sin, but the source of sickness is what? Sin entered into this earth and disease came because of it. So if sin was paid for, why would he paid for sickness? He did. The scripture bears that out, isn't it? He came who his own self bore my sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live under righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So he took care of what? The sin problem. And if he broke the power, which I believe is in Colossians 1, let's take a look at that. In Colossians 1, I believe it's in verse 13. And they can put that up on the screen for you to look at. Let me look at that in let me get the right chapter here. It says, who hath what? Delivered us from what? The power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom? In him, in Christ, we have what? Redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Glory to God. I like the let's look at this in the Passion Translation. It says, he has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved Son. For in the Son, all our sins are canceled, and we have the release of redemption. Woo! Oh. We have the release of redemption. How? Through his blood. The release. Say the release. Whew. Wow. So he's not holding anything back. It's been released. So back to that, you know, when I share that little story about Apple stock, it does me so well and so good. But also in the area of finances and healing, redemption has been released. It's like the Holy Ghost said to me, if you'll just do this, you'll reap this. Redemption's been released through the blood. What do we have to do? How are we going to get the benefits that have been paid for, that are our covenant right to walk in, to have, to benefit, to enjoy? How are we going to do that? How are we going to bring that into this realm? Tell me, how are we going to do that? As they say in Spanish, fe. Faith. It is through faith that we are going to draw upon the covenant that's been released. Redemption's been released. It's those benefits have been released. He's not holding anything back. He's saying it's yours. Just take it. Just receive it. Walk in it. Take it by faith. And you're saying, well, but I've done that. Have faith and patience. When you've done the will of God, stand therefore. See, the Holy Ghost, this is what we all benefited from when we had the Life in the Spirit conference. I keep going back to that. Because every one of the speakers shared about our relationship with him. And it's his responsibility, you know, to show you where you need to make the corrections, isn't it? So if I'm doing everything that I'm expected to do or what the word says, And then I might be thinking, well, am I off here somewhere? It's the Holy Spirit's responsibility to show you if you are off. If you're not off, keep speaking. Keep expecting. And if he tells you to make a minor correction or a correction, then do it. If he doesn't, keep speaking. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of him. This is all God wants to do. I'm so convinced of this coming out of those meetings. This year and next year, he wants us to get closer, to know him better, to know him so intimately that if he says, yes, I'm listening, Lord. We can be busy. We're all busy. Some of us busier than we should be, but we're all busy, but not to the exclusion of listening to him, hearing him. I can be going through my day busy, and if he goes, hello? Yes, what do you want, Lord? I'm listening. So my mind is not so engaged in this world that I'm not thinking about him. Let me ask a question. How many are married in here? Do you go through your day so busy that you don't think about your mate? That is a relationship, isn't it? Say hello. It's no different. You have a personal relationship with him. And so you can be busy, but you can be thinking about him. What do you want me to do today, Lord? It's no different. We can be busy, 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 and spouses can have their own different directions. They can have their own, you know, professions. Busy, but they're in a relationship, which means what? They think about one another. What would someone want? What would someone like? And they're thinking about it during their day. They don't go, or you get a little phone call after a week. Hello, did you forget to come home? Come on, I mean, it's easy to have a relationship with him if we purpose to take the time, if we purpose to seek him, even in our busy day. And when he does, he is going to do what? He's going to look out for you. He's going to say, oh, Joe or Mary or Sue, go over here. I mean, I remember here, working here, sitting in my office, just busy as all get out. And he'll say to me, go over. I remember I didn't want any more suit coats. I had enough. He said, go over to Men's Warehouse. And I'm, no, I don't want to go over there. I had enough. I bought enough. But he was trying to get something good to me. It's no different. You might be thinking about, he'll say, go over to this store there. He may not say anything to you. Why? He's wanting you to what? Yield. And you go in and you go, wow, they're having a sale. Everybody likes sales. But he already knows that. He knows how much money you make. He knows how much you squeeze in that dollar bill. And he just wants to show you how much he loves you because you took the time out to seek him. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for our hearts. Just like in a relationship, each person wants the other person to know, you really do care for me. You really took the time out to think about me today. That's in a natural relationship. That's what makes it work, because we took the time out to show love for one another. And that's what he's looking from us. He just wants us to love him, seek him, show him that you really care. You love him. And he will, boy, he will, as they say, he will move heaven and earth. Huh. And that's what he loves about this ministry. Because, you know, when I think about some of the prophecies, forgive me for digressing here a minute, but thinking about the prophecy that was given by Brother Copeland in 1985, he said, oh, you think that church in Seoul, Korea is so big? Now, of course, Dr. Cho is in heaven. But that Korean church had over 1 million. And he said in that prophecy, I'll do that here if you'll let me. He said, just don't seek the biggest church, just seek me. That's all he's looking for. He just wants us to seek him, love him, and he'll explode and manifest himself in our midst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he came to do what? Break the lordship, the hold of Satan over our lives. And so all through Scripture, the offering of blood was symbols of what was to come, his shed blood. So it wasn't the blood of bulls and goats, but it was his blood, and then ultimately deposited in the heavenly holy of holies. So for us, sin was broken, and so was sickness. And sickness, we should not, in other words, when we just read that, redemption has been the release of redemption through his blood. That means we should be walking or endeavor to walk in all the blessings that have been provided. What does that mean? When he tries to put sickness on your body, you say, uh-uh, I don't accept it. I refuse it. I will not take this, because redemption has been released and released for me through his blood. I have been redeemed through his blood. And I refuse it in my body. Now, you know, this is where the Holy Ghost helps us. This is where relationship with him helps us. Because just in the natural sense, you know, I like what Pastor Hagen shares. He said, you know, it's like we have the natural realm. We operate in the natural realm because of this physical body, but then we operate in the spiritual realm because we are a spirit. So we're on two, we can touch both worlds. And so the devil will try to mess with your body, but we can draw upon the blessings of heaven and bring them into our spirit, which then does what? Manifests in my physical body. But there are things that we have to do. You know, God will show you, just like with money, he will show you not only how to make money, but he will help you to spend it. Well, now you can't complain, I don't have enough money. Well, maybe you need him to show you how to manage it. And he will bring you to things and deals and settings where you can live with the money that you have. Now, does that mean I have to live with that the rest of my life? No. But I may be in that time of my life where that's the amount of money that comes in. But he's going to help me. But I'm not limited, because all things are possible to them who what? Believe. And it's the same thing with your health. You know, you live in this natural realm. You can sit and eat ice cream every day. But that may not be the best thing for you to do. So we need to have his guidance and direction on how we should conduct and manage these bodies. And so a lot of times there's things that we're doing in the natural realm that are not good for our bodies. But we need his help. And a lot of times we're confessing the word, but we're not going to him for it. We're just pulling scripture out and confessing it. I believe this. I believe this. I'm confessing this. It's what they were sharing at the Life in the Spirit conference. The word, I'm speaking the word, I'm speaking the word. And we should, because he is the word, and the word is forever settled in heaven. But did we get direction from him? Did we go to him and ask him, what's up? And so a lot of times it's not about, you know, just getting off in the ditch. You know, Brother Hagin used to say this, you can get in the ditch on either side. Let's just go down the middle of the road. We can get in the ditch over here and think it's all nutrition. And then you can get over here in the ditch and think it's just all the word and exclude thinking about this natural body, what I should eat and how I should conduct myself. You can get in the ditch on both sides. Because you live in a physical body. If you don't get enough sleep, you don't get enough exercise, you don't eat right, you're gonna create a climate in this body where it may not run right. And now you go to God and the Holy Ghost may say to you, yeah, I've been knocking on your door telling you to make adjustments for the last 20 years, but you wouldn't listen. So now you reap what you sow, because you will reap what you sow. So God is trying to help us in this natural realm. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead does what? Dwells in us. And he that dwells in us quickens this mortal body. So he will quicken it, he will give it life, but then we have our part to play also. We need to seek him. Lord, what should I do here? My body isn't running right. I'm not subject to what they say in the world. You know, this is something that, you know, your mother had it, your father had it, everybody had it, so you're going to get it. That doesn't mean that. But you need to also consider, did your mama eat like that? Did your daddy eat like that? Did you eat like that? And so you're getting the same results. So it's those kind of things that God is looking to work. Yes, the price has been paid. I have redemption. Redemption has been released for me, and I take hold of it. But I have a relationship with him. And he's looking for me to seek him with all of my heart every day, and to show us how to overcome, how to live an overcoming life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you know all this, but he's reminding me to tell you and to share with you that this is where we are. If we haven't seen results, or we don't like the results that we're seeing, then talk to him about it. Talk to God about it. That's what he's saying. Hallelujah. Because the word is forever settled in heaven. It's not going to come up short, is it? No. So we're new creatures in Christ, and we have been what? We've been changed. So let's take a look at this here in Galatians 3:13 in the King James. Says in the King James, it says, Christ hath redeemed us. He redeemed us. What? From the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And the New Living Translation says, but Christ has what? Rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. So I'm free. So when things try to attach itself to my body, I can very confidently say he took that. Jesus took that for me, and I refuse it in my body. Now, at that point, you have to do what? Have faith and patience. And it's the Holy Spirit's job. He is our helper. He is our comforter. He will show us where we need, what we need to do, how we need to do it. If I'm standing, you know, I try to share these things because, and I go over them because it was a period of my life when I needed some help. My diet wasn't good. You know, when we, all of us, you know, we do things that sometimes we just don't know. I'm not criticizing. I just was busy here in the ministry, did, you know, you just ate a certain way, and, you know, you reap the effects of that after a period of time, and you're just running. And so I remember my stomach was in turmoil. I mean, I was in, when I say pain, I mean, a lot of pain. And so I'd still sing. I'd be down at the pulpit, and a lot of times I'm holding on to the pulpit because I was in so much pain. Singing in the choir. Anybody try to sing, you push some pressure in here on your diaphragm. Oh boy, buddy, it hurt. And so because we're teaching faith, we're teaching healing. I took hold of that. I said, I received my healing. And after a year, still no change. Getting worse, not better, but I'm standing, speaking the word. And I remember, I tell this story because it's real. I'm standing after a vacation with family. We were up in Vermont. And I came home standing in the shower, and very softly, I could have missed it, very gently, I heard, I'm quiet, my mind's not thinking about anything, I'm just standing under the shower, and I'm standing there quiet, just quiet, in pain, and the Holy Spirit said, if you don't go to the doctor and get your stomach checked, you won't see the end of this year. Well, that's help, isn't it? He's trying to help me. He's trying to say, hey. So he's giving me a way to fix this. And I could have said, bless God, I'm standing. And I'd be dead. And everybody said, oh, dumb. Because the Holy Ghost was giving you direction. And I believe he does that with all of us. Every one of us here, he gives us direction. He shows us how to navigate things in life. So I ended up through a circuitous route. I went to a top surgeon. I left. I said, nah, I didn't feel right. Down here. And it wasn't some chilies I ate. It was just, I'm sensing this isn't right. So I ended up seeing a nutritionist. Thank God. And when I walked in, he said, you know, I'll have this turned around in 2 weeks. My face must have hit the floor because he said to me, boy, and he was in his 70s. He said, boy, you know how many I've done of these? I said, no, sir. He said, over 5,000 or 6,000. So he had my attention. And then he began to walk me through that. And in 2 weeks, it started to change. 3-4 weeks, it was gone. I was alive. And the Holy Ghost gave, he didn't tell me, oh, go see this person, do the, that's the faith walk. But I needed to correct some things. And it wasn't just the Word of God, it was a natural thing that needed to be corrected. Does everybody get my point? It's, yes, redemption has been released, but we need to have a relationship so he can help us navigate in this earth, in this world. It's the same thing with money. He will show you how to spend your money, how to invest your money, what to buy, what not to buy. He'll show you who to be friends with. He'll show you who to marry. He's our helper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God sent Jesus here to pay the price to free us from the curse. I like this 1 Peter 2:24. We read it before, but I like this in the New Living. It says, at 1 Peter 2:24, the New Living Translation, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. So he personally took my sin so I could live free and live right. And he personally took my sickness. Hallelujah. So I don't have to be sick. I'm redeemed. And it's the blood that redeemed me. And the devil knows it. We just need to do what? Talk health. Talk life. We have the life of God in me. We say, I have the life of God. We used to sing that song. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I have his life, his nature, and his ability. I have the life of God in me. We used to sing these little ditties all the time. I have the life of God in me. I have the life of God in me. I have his life, his nature, and his what? His ability. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, are you getting anything today? If you can get anything today, walk out saying, I am healed because I'm redeemed through his blood and I have a relationship with God through His Spirit. He lives in me. Yes. He leads me. Yes. He guides me into all truth.
Yes.
He shows me how I'm to live my life in victory. Just like Jesus, think about this. When Jesus was here on this earth, He said, I don't do my own will, but the will of the Father. He was the reflection. It was God being revealed through Him. Well, God should be revealed through us. People should look at us and go, now that's the God I want to serve. And so the body of Christ needs to be awake and alive and reflect Him, right? And I believe we do, but we can be better. We can grow in this, right? So when people look at me, I look at you, they can say, now, that's God in you. They can look at you. It doesn't even have to be what you have. It can be that you walk in the love of God, the peace of God. And people say, what's different about you? They may see you go through the problems of life and see and know exactly what you're going through and see you come through it and come out on the other side just victorious. And they're not. And they want to know, how did you do that? How did you navigate all of that? How did you come out on the other side victorious? And you have a testimony to share. Isn't that so? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. God is a good God. Let's look at Psalm 103. These are just New Testament scriptures. Psalm 103 in the King James, starting in verse 1, 2, and 3. And actually, we could look at 4 and 5, but Psalm 103, starting in verse 1, first few verses, says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name, bless the Lord, O my soul, and do what? Forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who does what? Healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth, see, we're talking about redemption's been released, who redeemed me from thy life from what? Destruction, who crowneth thee with what? Loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like what? The eagles. Glory to God. Psalm 107, verse 20. You know this, He sent His word and healed them, and what? Delivered them from their destructions. James 1:17 in the New Testament. Every what? Good gift. And every perfect gift is what? From above. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither what? Shadow of turning. Glory to God. He doesn't change. It's what He said in Malachi. I change not. Let's look at Proverbs 4. Just reminding ourselves here. In the King James, verse 20 through 23. It says, my son, do what? Attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for what? They are life unto all to those that find them, and what? Health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are what? The issues of life. New Living Translation, verse 23. Or we could look at 22 and 23, I'm sorry. New Living Translation. It says, he's talking about the word here, for they bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Verse 23, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Yeah. Now, I don't think I gave them this, but this is the complete Jewish translation. Verse 23, I'll read it. It says, above everything else, guard your heart, for it is the source of life's consequences. And this is the Good News Translation, verse 23. It says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. So your thoughts can motivate you to go in a direction based on just what? How we've been thinking. If I think I can't, then I make choices to bring that to pass. If I think I can, then I begin moving in that direction, and God will lead me to make choices, help me to make choices that bring that to pass. I'm going to do this. We're going to have this. I'm going to walk in health. I'm not going to walk in lack. The world may be in lack. People in the world that don't serve him may be in lack, but I'm not going to be in lack. I have abundance and no lack. I have health. I am not walking in sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So today is just a matter of just sharing some thoughts, reminding us of our relationship with him and that we need to seek the helper, seek him. Let him direct my life as to how to navigate the choices. You know, I've been sharing this. Every day we have hundreds of choices to make. And we should not do it without his help, even when we think we know. Because you may see what you see and say, well, yeah, that's the right choice. That makes sense. But he sees down the road. He sees a year from now. He sees 5 years from now. He sees 10 years from now. And maybe that choice isn't the best choice. But he can help us in the choices we make, right? I hope that helps a little bit. You know, the more we speak on it and the more we yield, the more we obey, the more we reap the results. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it is life and health to our flesh. And we thank you, Father, that it is health to all of our flesh. And we guard our heart above all else, Father. We watch what we think on. We watch what we put in it. We don't talk defeat. We talk redemption. We talk what is ours. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood. We thank you for living in us by your Spirit. Thank you for your help. Thank you for showing us how to live here in this earth above the evil that's in it. Thank you that Satan has been defeated. And we thank you that this, I am sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. this is a good year, but it's going to be a better year next year. Greater things, higher heights, deeper in our relationship with God, deeper in our knowledge of the Word of God, deeper in spiritual things. Amen. Glory to God. You know, as things in this earth escalate, you know, the devil knows his time is short. You know, you looking at some of the things that are going on, we need to be heightened in our relationship and hearing from him. You know, things that we've just taken for granted can be changed in a moment of time. Just that quick. It can change. And we need to be listening ever closely to him, because he can be helping you to prepare for things that are going to happen that you have no knowledge of. But he's trying to help us so we don't sink or fail. You know, the things that are happening in this earth are just escalating at such a pace that even people that don't know him are going, what the heck is going on? And so you just see, I haven't lived as long as some of you in here. I'm not trying to say you're old, but... You know, you get a little older, you are old. I mean, you're older than you were last year. So you're getting older, right? That's what we're trying to say. But I don't remember in my lifetime as much hatred for the Jewish people. And it is almost like the devil, it's so demonic. It almost reminds you of how he stirred up the people to release Barabbas. Kill him. We don't want him. We want Barabbas. And the stirring of hatred. And it's not just in this country, it's worldwide. I have never seen such escalated hatred for God's people. And that could change just like that, where they could have hatred like that for the church. And everywhere you walk, they hate you. You better be prepared for things and have you guard your heart at all costs. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep your heart sensitive to him, and don't get so caught up in everyday life that you're not thinking about him. Because it can change in a minute, in an instant. His return is so close. You know, I was just looking at some of these news feeds that come across my phone. What was it, yesterday, the day, or no, it was on Christmas Day or the day, Christmas Eve. They blocked the, I mean, this is just, it's just crazy. They blocked the entrances into JFK so people couldn't get to their flights. Now, why? It's demonic. So they said people left their cars to go get their flight. And it took, they said, 20 to 30 minutes to clear it up. Just chaos. All through, you see it in New York City, protesting at the World Trade Center, trying to get into the World Trade, ungodly. No peace. But God still wants to pour out his glory, and he said, I will pour out my glory upon all flesh. So he is going to do that and is doing it. So no matter what we see going on and all of this stuff, God is meticulously working to work through his body so that he can pour out his glory and give people an opportunity so they don't spend eternity in hell. That's how much he loves us. So come out this evening. We're going to pray for his will to be done and to begin to come against the demonic forces that have arranged themselves against Israel and the people of God. Because his power has been broken. And he's working through people who will yield to him. And God wants to work through his body and be yielded to him. Amen. And we're going to shut down some of this stuff so that, because it affects what? It affects the gospel. And we're not going to have it. We're not going to have it. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. So make that decision this year that you're going to walk in everything that God has paid for through Christ. Amen. So if you're here today, just before we leave, if you're here today and you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you may be here today, you may not. You may be watching online, you may not. But it's an opportunity for us and for those to accept him as the Lord and Savior and to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and that he was raised from the dead. Scripture said you'll be saved. And so we're going to do that. And if you're there watching or you're here today, or you've gotten away from God in any way, living a life that maybe doesn't glorify him, this is an opportunity to just make it right with him and this new year on the right path. So let's say this, Father God, I thank you for Jesus. I believe that he is the Christ, and I believe that he took my sins and took them to hell, and when justice was satisfied, that we were raised from the dead because he took my sins. So it was really me being raised from the dead. And I believe that he is the Christ, and I accept him now into my heart, and I confess with my mouth that I am saved, redeemed by his blood, in Jesus' name. If you're here today and you made that simple profession of faith and you meant it and you're watching online, just let us know that you did that. And we'll give you some free information as to who you just became in Christ. And we'll rejoice with you. Amen. Glory to God.